Ah, now, let's test this out. Could anyone say something right now? Oh, it's so quiet. Donna, would you be so kind as to introduce this?
Yes. I want to say welcome to the Center for Soulful Living's first monthly teleconference.
Yay!
And we are really excited to begin this series of events. And our purpose tonight, and as it will be each month, is to come together as a community and to spend an hour together focusing on our intent of being more soulful in our lives, both our personal lives, and as we extend ourselves to every single person that we interact with. And so with that, I want to introduce Bill and thank you all for joining us.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. That's beautiful. But I just want to add to that. I have been really looking forward to this. When Donna and I got the inspiration to do this once a month, it really is in the spirit of what we, as you know, have just started as technically the Center for Soulful Living. And it's, as you know, also a very informal community, but one where we're really deeply connected at the level of the soul. And so I thought it would be just wonderful as a way of starting this being the first month, by talking about the soul. And so I'd like to dedicate maybe the next 15 minutes or so to what I would call an inspirational talk. I'm not here primarily to give a whole bunch of information, but one of the purposes of this monthly get-together is really to just call us to the inspiration of that place of truth within us that we all share, and to do it in coming together. So just as like when bunches of us are in the same room together, there's a unity, there's a love that is a bond that connects us. The same is true here in this virtual connection on the phone. So I want to first of all invite all of us to just be aware of and feel the presence of everyone else on this line. Those beautiful voices that said hello just a couple of minutes ago. Just to feel all of them in your own heart right now as we just open to our shared soulful inspiration, moving each of us in whatever way is just appropriate for each and every one of us. So, again, I'm going to just talk about the soul over these next moments. And during the talk, as always, with my words being more the background music than the foreground speech, just let your own soul speak to you. Let yourself move into that space of centeredness and of depth where that deepest truth of you, that deepest God self of you, if you will, lives, where you are just most truly the real you that you are. And just let this experience be that tone, those words, that connectedness, that spirit that lets your soul move you be moved by your soul, so that this hour is exactly for you what you want it to be. So I've been hanging out for the last hour or so just in the context of the soul. And I've been asking, if you will, our collective soul just to move me to say whatever words might be the perfect background music for most of us. And these are the focuses that have come to me. First of all, I want to say that I was, as I was sitting there about an hour ago, I got this image of myself and really of each and every one of us as this, would you believe, this hologram. And what I saw was myself and each of us as this like holographic presence. And each presence had, in this vision of mine, had an imprint to it. It was like there you are, this holographic presence hanging out in, holographically at least, hanging out in this space that we call Earth and human. And you have a certain imprint of the divine, a certain quality of the infinite, a certain essence of source in you. So here you are, this absolutely unique being, this presence that is just absolutely custom designed, fine-tuned, made in just a unique way that nobody else shares. And that's what I mean by the word imprint. And what that imprint is, exactly who you are and what you're here for and how you resonate with life, and everything about you, the knowledge about that, the blueprint for that, the manual for that, lives in that sacred space that we call the soul. And so while soul is in a sense a very fancy word, it's really a word that bespeaks that somewhere in your core, in your center, in your heart, in that deepest space of your being, that space where right before you go to sleep at night, you just, as everything else fades away, you're just face-to-face with the most real self that you are, that's what we call the soul. And so I want to just say a few things about what's there when we hang out there in that space. And to me, there are a few things there. The first one that just jumps out at me is there's truth. There's the real truth of you and the real truth of me and the real truth of us and the real truth of life. And somehow amid all the other focuses and perceptions and interpretations and meanings and values and beliefs, et cetera, that we have, when we're just alone and we go to that place where the truth as it is perfect for us to see it, as it is just right for us to grasp it in the inner vault and treasure chest of our own being, right there the truth of who you are lives, and the truth of who you are is available. And so while I'm talking, if you'll just hang out with me in that space of truth and ask yourself the question, gee, who am I? Who am I right here, right now, in this moment, and in the sense that all we've got is any given moment, who is this holographic presence? Who is this person? Who is this being called you? And ask that question not of your life mate, not of your best friend, not of your mind necessarily, but ask that question of that deepest, deepest place of you called the soul, where we can look at life through the eyes of God, look at ourselves through the wisdom and the deepest knowing of that essence of all life that we call the divine. So what I want to say is just think, if every day, once or twice or however many times every day, you would just go to that place and just keep asking that one singular question, who am I? And then all the sub-questions that come from that, who am I? What am I about? What is this presence here for? What is the unique makeup, the unique nature of this being that I am? Why did I come here or get sent here? What's the meaning and purpose of my life? Those are all subsets, sub-questions of who am I? And, of course, the answer for you to that question will be absolutely unique, different from anyone else's answer, and that, to me, is what makes you absolutely sacred in and of yourself. Yes, we're all one. Yes, we're all united. Yes, in the ultimate, to borrow the old Eastern saying, all there is God. But in and through the focus of individuality, you're unique, and there's nobody else like you. And that's why every time I look at you or anyone, all I can see is an absolutely unique version of the divine here for something very special, put together in a way that's just right for you so that you can be you, influence those around you in just the ways that you do, be present for others, make whatever contribution to life that you make, and be a presence that if you weren't here, we would feel some lack for. So one of the big, big ingredients in your soul is truth, the truth of you and who you are. A second aspect of soul to me, strange as it may sound, is love, because my deepest sense is that the deeper we go into ourselves, that's where we find love. And, of course, we're fortunate to live on a planet where love is all around us. And for some, you were maybe fortunate to grow up in a family where you were surrounded by love. And for others, you didn't have that, but maybe you found someone in life, a cousin, a grandparent, a best friend, a life mate, who loves you and whose love you can feel. And if none of that's happened, We have so many sources of love on this planet. In Native and Native American traditions, sometimes we go to Mother Earth for love. In like the Shinto religion, we go to our ancestors and we feel and connect to love there. And of course, we can always reach to God and to the ultimate for love there. I know in the Christian tradition that I was raised in, the big theme was to reach out to Jesus for that source of love. And we can go on and on. There are so many sources of love. But what I've found, and I just want to add this to all the others, is that the purest, deepest, most grounding, most fundamental, most powerful love possible lives right there in that soul, lives right there in your own heart. And it, of course, I'm in no way calling you away from any other objects of love, sources of love, experiences of love. But when we go to that depth, to that center place where the truth of us is, we find that one rhythm, that one energy, that one quality that this planet seems to be all about, and that's the quality of love. And so, one, the divine has created us as a unique imprint of itself, and there in our soul we find the truth of us. But two, it's put us on a planet that's filled with that theme of love, and so love is everywhere outside of us, and it's everywhere inside of us. So in that context, imagine yourself just hanging out every day, just like you go there once or twice a day and ask the question, who am I? Imagine going to that inner space and just asking the question, where's love here? And don't necessarily go looking for it in this way or that way, because love probably will show up in a way that you're not looking for. But just stay open to whatever it is. And just as you did with the who am I question, ask yourself the question, wow, where's love in here? And then just be open to however it speaks to you. I know I've talked to a number of people who've done something like that, and step by step, bit by bit, and sometimes for a few people in a more immediate and overwhelming way, but for most people, just incrementally, they start feeling, experiencing that they are love, and the depth of them is love. And so I invite you to just let love speak to you or move you or touch you in this moment. And the third theme I want to talk about in our soul, the first being the truth of you, the second being the love that lives in you, the third is the word power. There's a huge, huge source of power. There's the ultimate power of the universe that lives in us. And so often, for whatever reason, while I think in our society we give ourselves permission to be very powerful in business, in politics, in military, in technology, we don't hold back, and we give ourselves permission to go for the gold in all of these arenas, sports included. Somehow, personally, we, for whatever reason, we tend to hold back, and we don't go to access the depth of our power. We don't invite ourselves to connect fully and dramatically and graphically to that power that lives throughout the universe. It's the power that keeps moving this universe to expand every second. It's the power that keeps creating new stars and new constellations and new solar systems. It's the very power that keeps us breathing and moving in life. It's the power that infuses new neuron activity in our minds and our brains. It's that all the same power, and it's accessible right there in the middle of you, right in that treasure chest, right in that innermost bank vault of self that we call the soul. And the thing I've discovered, the point I want to just reach out to you and lay right gently in front of your heart, is this invitation to power, this invitation that says, wow, imagine yourself just showing up every day or again, maybe twice a day, and just asking the question, wow, where's my power? So first, who am I? Second, where's love here? And third, wow, where's the beef? Where's the power of my being? Where's the power of life here that I'm made to tap into, that I'm here to connect with, that I can reach and touch right here, right now, and pull into me or let it move itself into me and move me to A, know who I am, B, feel the love, especially the self-love and self-deservingness, and then three, move forth and create myself, create my life, create my connections with others, create my dharma, my mission, my purpose, or whatever it may be in life. These, to me, are just some of the qualities of the soul that are just right there under our very nose, before our very eyes, just waiting for us to discover them. So to me, as I conclude these words, here we are. We've come together, this first of many monthly teleconference connections and gatherings. Here we come together to touch each other and be touched by each other, and tonight especially to ask our collective soul, our togetherness, that place of truth and love and power that we all share, to ask that to be intimately present with each and every one of us, and over the next 30 days and over the next hours, move us in whatever way is just perfect. With that, I really thank you. I thank you not just for listening to these words. I thank you for taking them into your heart. I thank you for living in your soul and letting these words be the background music to whatever ways your soul is moving you. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to press the other little button that will, at least according to the theory, unmute this call. And I'd like to open the next several minutes up to any kind of sharing. And sometimes when I invite sharing, people ask questions and put the ball back in my court. But what I'd like to do is, first of all, just ask anyone who wants to share anything, just to share it, whether it's something personal or just something, a thought or an inspiration that maybe these words have triggered in you or reminded you of something, just something that you think might be meaningful to all the rest of us who are listening and participating. And then if there's any time after everyone who feels like saying what they feel like saying, if there's any time after that for questions, then we can go to questions. So anyway, I'm going to push the magic button right now, and theoretically, we should be able to talk. Can somebody say something to see if it works?
Hello, Bill.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right. So what I'd like to do is just open this
up. There's a lot of background noise.
Well, there certainly
yes.
is.
Yeah, there is.
Was it there before when I was talking?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe somebody's on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone. Is that bothering
yeah.
everybody?
That will do it.
Yeah.
Sounds like
firework.
That did it. Yeah.
Do I have to get off?
Oh.
Well, we seem to be okay now, don't we?
Just put your cell phone on mute.
I'll put it on mute.
Oh, good
okay.
idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, my
there
goodness.
There
you
go.
It worked.
Sure.
I'm on a cell
that?
Phone. Is that bothering anybody?
No.
Hello?
No.
We're good.
Oh.
Much better now.
Oh, thank you.
Bill?
Yeah.
Before we do questions, I just wanted to say I had a lot of trouble hearing Donna's voice.
Yeah, I
yeah,
did, too.
Yeah.
I did,
yeah.
too.
Oh, okay. And you know what the difficulty may be? She and I are using the same line, and we decided to do that just to save an extra line in
right.
case
mm-hmm.
we got up to that. So, Donna, maybe at the end you could come in here and you could use my phone.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So this is open to anybody who would like to just share anything.
Bill, could I just suggest the sound will be really good if everyone who's not speaking at the moment puts their phone on mute.
That's okay.
A good technique to keep all the background noise low.
Okay, that's a great idea. Who said that?
This is Chris Allen.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi,
yeah.
Bill.
Hi. And listen, also, when you do speak, if you just, say your name, and if you feel like saying where you're from, that would be great, too, so we can feel a little more connection.
From North Carolina.
All right.
Don.
Hi, Bill. This is J.S. Hedigard in Chicago.
Oh, hi, J.S.
That strikes a very strong chord in me in terms of where I go to my soul. And it's related to the power, this passion. When I am given a choice of many different ways that I can go with my life, and if it's sort of the mundane aspects of my day, I look to things that spark a passion in me. And I know that that's what my soul is telling me, that's the direction that I should. And as I feel the passion in me grow, it is such a strong signal that I'm on the right path, where my soul intends me to be.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, J.S. I really appreciate that. That's a beautiful perspective. Anybody else?
Yeah, hi, Bill and Donna. This is Barry Sultanoff in Maui.
Oh, Barry.
Hello.
Hi. And nice to be with you all. And just to respond to one thing that you said when you spoke, Bill, about to not look for love in any particular place because you never know where you're going to find it. And I wanted to share that over this past year, I've had an experience here with four different wild birds that my partner and I have found in the road and then raised. Mm. And the experience of, for me, of feeling love and seeing the face of God in these tiny little helpless beings has been stronger for me than anything that's ever happened before in my life.
Wow.
And I would never look for it there or expected such a thing to happen in my life.
Oh, wow.
So just you never know where the heart space is going to be broken open, that's for sure.
A beautiful example, Barry. Thanks so much. Someone else?
Hi, Bill. This is Joanne in Mill Valley,
yeah, hi,
California.
Joanne.
If my understanding is correct, and it may well not be, in terms of a hologram, every piece of a hologram means the whole picture.
Yes.
So when you were talking about that, it was just a beautiful, on so many levels, just resonated with me in that way.
Beautiful. Thank you for reminding us of that. That's so true.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is Rick. Pathman.
Hey, Rick.
I've just been experiencing the incredible beauty and pleasure of just heartfeltly sharing with my fellow soulful beings. You know, especially in times when one of us or both of us need some kind of inspiration because of wherever we're at, and just the way the right words flow out. And the way, even over a phone across country, the energetic connection or soul connection happens that uplifts both of us. And I just heartily recommend doing it, regardless of where you feel you're at the moment.
Doing it, Rick, being the
doing
connection.
The sharing. Like if someone calls up and says, you know, wants to talk and
yeah.
about what's going on in their life or whatever's happening, I just feel that call in my heart to just be there for that person and to have whatever the words and connection that will actually uplift that person and myself is a beautiful side effect.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Rick. Someone else?
Hi, Bill. This is Nancy Love in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, hi, Nancy.
I got settled right here.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And Diane is here with me, and also my son Sean is listening in. So we're just three of us in the kitchen. I wanted to share that I liked what you talked about, the who am I, because I've been using that a lot in my spiritual practice of really reminding myself, especially when I start to say something like I'm confused, I stop myself, and I remember who I am, and I don't affirm confusion, but I affirm something else. Whatever it is at the time, I can just change the context a little bit, and it really makes a difference in how I feel inside.
Wow, Nancy, thank you so much. That's a beautiful reminder and invitation to all of us. Yeah, someone else.
Hi, this is Sarah in Mill Valley.
Yeah, hi. Sarah, is it?
I felt that I felt like a lot of power underneath me somehow, and it seemed like way beyond my mind. And it seemed subtle, but it seemed like a lot and really real. And I just noticed my mind complaining about different stuff through the call, but I also had like an inner prompt to like see what else was there. And I noticed like this stillness a couple times, and like maybe a kind of oneness, but it was really big, and I just wanted to share.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. That's beautiful. I just feel like saying too, wow, what a wonderful thing to just keep hanging out in that kind of space.
Thank
you. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Anyone else?
This is Gail.
Yeah. Hi, Gail.
Hi. What comes up for me is how powerful the notion of choice is, and that this is a wonderful practice you've suggested, because it keeps reminding us of our choice to always stay in that most expanded experience of who we are, or of love, or of our power. There's so many different levels, and we can always choose which aspect of that we want to identify with.
Hi, Bill. This is Marjolaine.
Yeah, hi, Marjolaine.
How are you?
Wonderful.
I have thoughts about the word power. To me, the word power is a word that I have a hard time to own. I'm at a place right now where I know that I need to own the power that I am, but there's a part of me that is also afraid of it. And I want to know how to bring the power and the gentleness and the love all together.
Wow, beautiful. What a perfect question. After a while, after more people share, I would love to come back and comment on that. But it's really the perfect focus. If I may just say one little sentence or two here. I think you're not alone in that. There are a lot of people I know who, for whatever reasons, shy away from power and perceive it as other end of the spectrum from love. And so bringing those two together really is important. Thanks. Anybody else want to share something?
No.
Yes.
It's Christy Sloan in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Christy.
Hi. I had something come up. Just now I was thinking, when we were asked to answer for ourselves, you know, who are we, and look at all of that, I kind of think that it's possible that the reason why I can't fully grasp that or get a clear answer is maybe because I don't have concepts or beliefs to really know the truth of who I am. And something along that line.
Yeah. Do you mean like concepts big enough? Or
concepts big enough. And concepts of quality with words. Kind of hard to explain.
Yeah. No, I think I get that. And just to do an awful job of paraphrasing it for a number of us, I think it's hard for a lot of us, especially if we're sort of outside the box people. In other words, if you don't fit too much of the regular norm in a lot of ways, we don't societally have a lot of concepts that are expanded enough or vast enough or rich enough or just qualitative enough. And so we have to go searching in ourselves. I think to me that's the beauty of the soul, is that if we can go to that soul, ask the question, and just be open to ways that are outside of the regular concepts or beliefs that we have, we actually can find it. So thank you, Kristen. Yeah. Somebody else want to share something?
Yeah.
Elvis? Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Carrie Cade in San Toledo.
Yeah, hi, Carrie.
What you're saying just triggered something to me. I mean, I have often been accused of being out of my mind, and lately I've been courting that, and really trying to spend as much time out of my mind as I possibly could. And I appreciate what you're doing tonight as a way of mapping some of that territory that's out of mind.
Thank you, Terry. I love that. You're delightfully out of mind. Listen, before we go on, I do have a question. I'm getting, I think, consistently more and more static.
Yes,
I am too.
Yes.
Whoops, off now. It just stopped. Oh.
It did.
It's scary, isn't it?
It was a miracle.
It was a miracle.
But it's starting again.
Sorry.
Oh, yep. See, as soon as you acknowledge the miracle, it goes
away. And repented.
Yeah. Does that mean that, and this is my technological ignorance, somebody's on a cell phone or somebody's particular phone could be muted or what?
Yes,
okay. So I'll leave that to you to play with it. And, we'll see if between now and the next call, we'll try to connect with the company and see if they have any other suggestions for how to do this so we can avoid the background noise.
Can we mute our phones individually by pressing some number?
Yeah. I'm sorry, say that again.
Can we mute our phones individually by pressing some number or something?
Yes, I don't know what the number is.
Try star 6.
Star 6? Okay.
Oh, that worked well.
There.
Let's all do it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much different than that, but it's a great sideshow. Wonderful. There was a male voice who was starting to also refer to someone.
Yes, Bill. Yeah,
yes.
This is Bill in Arizona.
Hi, Bill.
I was thinking about the power.
There's power in that.
But, yeah. Scream.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
My experience of power was something of what you said about the life that's moving the universe almost. And I was just thinking about this kind of quantum physics level of the power, just on the molecular level of the power that we all have within us that's flowing through us all the time that we bring into creation. It's like this power that I try to meditate on sometimes, like the power of that spark of creation. That moment when, you know, I walk into a room or into a moment and create something. I mean, creating work, the power that creates something moment to moment, and that's so much power in that. If we can just remind ourselves to be aware of that in each moment, that was my thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate that. I've talked to a number of people who actually meditate on or around that theme.
Right.
They just show up, I think, very much the way you just described for yourself. And it is remarkable, and I, as many of you know, my pastime reading is around the whole quantum field, and it is amazing in every molecule, in every cell, in every atom. There's as much power as moves planets. So, yeah. So thank you very much. And is there someone else?
Hi, Bill. This is Raymond in Ojai.
Oh, hi, Raymond.
Hi, long time.
Yeah, I'll say it's so good to hear from you again.
My experience over the last year, and this is piggybacking on the choice theme someone brought up, was I very consciously made a choice to embody, to like be here, and with that, there's this descension process that's occurring of bringing this love that I've always felt with this big open heart to the world, but having it more and more inside of my body, but at the same time realizing and experiencing this physical reality with all these rules that I didn't know a lot about. As my soul almost, it's almost like feeling like my soul is because of my conscious choice, finally entering into my body, but still figuring out how to put the suit on and walk through this world and relate the experience I've been having. And that's some of what I have been experiencing over this last year when I consciously chose to be here, because I had realized I wasn't fully embracing being here and all of my humanity and everybody else's humanity.
Wow, Raymond, thank you so much. If it's okay, what I would like to do is pick up on that theme, respond a little bit, and then kind of pick up that ball and run with it, and then move from there into kind of a combination of a little bit of an inspired speech and a meditation for us, and then that'll take us till just a few minutes before we end. Is that okay? And then what I'll do for that is I'll do the mute thing from here. So I'm going to push my special button right there. And I do believe that you can hear me, but I can't hear you. So somebody say something to see if I can hear you. Well, I can't hear a thing. So it's amazing. That would be an interesting way to go through life, to have your own mute button in your mind. No, don't go there, Bill. So anyway, Raymond, I'm just really more than touched. I'm impressed with what you're saying about that decision to move more deeply, more fully, more totally into the human experience, the human self, the human body, the human emotion, the human everything. And granted, you're right. We don't have a manual right off the bat that is the how-to set of points for it. But I really thank you, and I think you're a model to a lot of us for making that decision, because I think that is, or at least it can be, a decision for many of us, and for a lot of us, I think it's a step-by-step decision to step more and more and more into the human condition. And I know that can sound silly upon first hearing, because one could logically say, well, wait a minute, we're born human, of course we're human, and so we take for granted the assumption that, well, we're here, so we must be fully present. Whereas, at least in my experience, especially in my psychological years, a lot of us are not fully present to who we are or to the experience that we're here for. And so we mute our little inner button to ourselves and to the fullness of the experience. So I really thank you for expressing that. And what I want to do in picking up that ball and running with it for just a few minutes and then moving into a meditative time with it is first of all, to say when we do that, when we say, okay, I'm going to be me, you know, our Frank Sinatra tune, I got to be me, when we say, all right, I'm here, and that's a, I guess, even a subtle invitation here. I'm here, so why not invite myself to be as fully in the human experience as I am, but to bring my awareness there, to bring my consciousness there, to bring my feeling there, to really say, okay, I'm going to jump into the bathwater of this experience and really, really be me. Now, as you've implied, I think the first set of steps there can be fairly painful to us, because the reason we're holding back in the first place is, we're not big fans of pain. But once we walk enough through whatever is at first painful, we start to discover the deeper truth of why we're here. We start to find a fuller love of why we're here, and we start to unearth from within us an empowerment. And notice those three themes again, the same themes I talked about before: truth and love and power. That from within us an empowerment that somehow not only gives us courage but fills us with the qualities that allow us to become step-by-step masters of this experience. And so in moving from victimness to masterhood, or from just being an experiencer to being a someone who is really more in charge of the experience, or from moving from a place of receptivity to a place of expansiveness. We do that by doing just exactly what, Raymond, you said, which is saying, yeah, let me be more fully here. And in that, and this would be my invitation, side by side with saying, okay, I'm here, let me be the soulful self that I really am in my core. Let me reach into that self and find the truth of me and the love of and for me and the power that's here for me, and let me hang out in that. And so what I'd like to do is offer us together as a sort of a family on the phone right here, as we're connected to each other and have available to us the truth and the love and the power of all of us, I'd like to offer about a 10-minute meditative time. And I'm not, just because of the phone style of this, I'm not going to have any quiet time. I'm not going to move us into silence. But what I am going to do is I'm going to make my words for a little quieter. And so I want to invite any of you to feel free to just tune out my words, and especially attune to the inner dialogue or the inner resource or your inner soul, and just hang out in whatever space of inner being that you feel moved to do. And then at the end, I'll unmute it again, and we'll say a few things, and then Donna will end this for us. So this is a time right now in these next moments, a time for you and me and us as an informal family, as a community of those who are here to have an intimate bond, not just relationship, but bond with that creative source within us, not just out there in the universe somewhere, but in the core and depths and heart and soul of ourselves. A time for us to have an experience, an inner experience, wherein that soul that we've been talking about begins to speak to us, begins to move within us, begins to motivate us and to establish, if you will, its own rhythm that we can feel. Perhaps its own, it may show us its own heartbeat that we can begin to pulsate with, just like a native person would put her or his ear to the earth and hear the actual literal heartbeat of this earth as from its core, the earth pulsates and moves and beats to a certain rhythm of life that is connected to the sun, and the sun in turn connected to the Milky Way, and the Milky Way in turn connected to the whole rest of the universe. And so here we are, by attuning to this soul, by bonding right here, right now, with that innermost self. We know that that innermost self is connected to the self of all of us, and that self of all of us is connected to the soul of oneness of all life, and that is connected to the very essence of God. And in that essence, we all find our source, we find our truth, we find our soul. And so, while my words become softer, and this is where the invitation to just tune out these words for the next moments is present, if I were the voice of your soul speaking in general terms, I would say to you words like this. Hello, thank you for being here. You know I am the real you. I am the essence of you. And who you are, I am. Who I am, you are. As you ask the question, who am I? My response to you is this. You are me. You are that soulful being connected to the soul of every other human being, to the soul of those very birds that Barry over in Maui picked up, to the soul of every animal, every plant, to the soul of the very air or prana that you breathe, to the soul of the clouds and of the atmosphere, and the soul of the known universe and beyond. You, in your soulful connection to all life are one and the same as everything, everybody, every life. And we all share together the infinite source that we can connect with and be fed by and nurtured by every minute of every day. And so the gift that I, your soul, give you around that question, who am I, is the gift of soulful life. And I infuse into you at this very moment a life, a heartbeat, an energy, a pulsating, a vitality, a life force, a special style of aliveness that invites you every minute of every day to know that you're alive, that you're alive with the life of everyone and every person and everything and every facet, everything that lives, that you share that life, and that life lives rhythmically and individually in you, and I give you life every day, and as I celebrate you, I invite you to celebrate yourself. Second, when you ask me, your soul, the question, where is love? I have this to say to you. Where is love? Love is here. It's in me. It's in the treasure chest of your heart. It's actually the biggest possible love, the deepest possible foundation of your being. It's what you as a human being have hungered for from day one of your life, and it's here. And as a gift, I infuse into you, I give unto you the very love that has been your life's search. Take it. Take it as it lives in your heart. Take off the wrapping around it and the bow around it, and open it and look within and recognize that all these years, this very love has been waiting for you to uncover it in its next big version. And here it is, the next version of love for you. And as you open it, hear these words. I love you. I love you. I love you. I have always loved you, and I shall always love you forever, with no strings attached, with no obligations. I just love you because you're you, you're lovable, and I know the truth about you, so loving you is a piece of cake for me. And third, in regard to that question you've asked me, where's your power? Where's the beef? Where's that dynamic force that's there to support you in your life, in yourself, in your relationship to you, in your relationship to your work, in relationship to everything around you, in relationship to those special challenges? Where is it? It's actually me. I'm not just an invisible space, and yes, I'm very much that. I'm also love, truth, and power. And yes, I know it's difficult, especially if you're purely committed to love and light. It's difficult to reach in and say, give me a dose of power, but it's imperative, it's important, it's essential, for the divine is its own unique blend of power and love and light. And so, since you are created in that image and that likeness, you have within you, as a part of your nature, the very power, the power to keep you alive, the power to propel your mind to think, the power to move your emotion to feel, the power to have you connected to all those around you and to every important facet of your life. That very same power, which, as was said earlier, is the same power that Bill talked about in the molecules, the molecular makeup of who we are, in the very power of the universe, this is yours and mine and ours. And let us all join together right now in this moment to share that power, that in union with your love, in unison with your truth, that power is here to enter into your depths, enter into your core, enter into your gut level self, and to be a strength for you, to be that innermost authority within you that leaves you saying to yourself, I love myself, therefore I deserve. I know who I am. I know the truth of me, therefore I am. And now I know the power in me, and I move me forward and open me forward. And so at this point, at the end of this meditative time, I'm going to, in just a few seconds, punch our little unmute button so that we can just say a brief goodbye to each other. And then after that, I'm going to mute it again, turn it over to Donna, and then she's going to talk to us for just a minute. The magic mute button is right there, and if I'm not mistaken, you should be able to, I should be able to hear you. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
You know what
would
be wonderful is I think if we would all just all together say thank you to each other, like right now.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a joy and a delight. Are you hearing the same little?
Yeah.
That's probably their clue that we're just a few minutes before ending. So. What I'm going to do is put the mute thing back on and turn it over to Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Good night.
I hope you can all hear me this time. First of all, I want to say how much we treasure you, and thank you for joining us tonight. I have just a few reminders before we close. If any of you want to listen to this whole hour one more time within the next 30 days, we have a number that you can call, and it is 212-990-6904. You can just dial that and listen to the talk. Secondly, if our website, and it will be beginning by the next week. We should be able to go to Bill's website, and you can listen or download the entire hour. Thirdly, I just want to remind you that Bill has a DVD, CD, or video called Soul Talk, which will help you even go deeper than we did this evening tonight. And then the last thing I want to say is go to mark your calendars. Next month, it's the last Tuesday of June. That's June 28th, and join us again. And with that, I want to say a wonderful, loving, soulful thank you and good night.